This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. During the Wine and Film Festival in Vero Beach, actor George Takei was given the Life Worth Living Legend Award. Known for his deep voice and his portrayal of the character Sulu on Star Trek, he took some time out to chat with us. He was a little hoarse, but had his characteristic twinkle in his eye as he told us about his favorite episode of the Star Trek series.
From the television series, it's Naked Time, the fencing sword fighting
one. The one where you did the sit-ups in your...
Exactly. And the push-ups.
Oh, that was it.
In his autobiography, Takei joked about how when he found out he was going to be on screen without his shirt, he did quick push-ups, hoping it would make him seem a bit more dashing. His favorite of the Star Trek movies is the sixth one, The Undiscovered Country.
Captain Sulu to the rescue, because it is a Captain Sulu movie. Sulu becomes a captain, and it's beginning, middle, and end. It begins with Sulu proudly and confidently sitting in the captain's chair.
And it featured Captain Sulu at the end as well.
That's certainly the classic ending of all Star Trek episodes. On the bridge of the Enterprise, Captain Kirk rises to the giant image of Captain Sulu on the view screen, and he essentially says, "Thank you for saving my life," and he roars off. Sulu says, "Good to see you in action one more time," and roars off, and McCoy and Scotty are watching awestruck at that new ship, the Excelsior.
During World War II, the Takei family was in a Japanese internment camp in the United States. In his autobiography, Takei talks about being baffled when his mother and father laughed about smuggling in a sewing machine.
My mother was a tough lady. She was a loving mother, but she was a stern mother as well. And she demonstrated that to me when... at that time I thought it was just our mother doing her thing, but later on I realized it was part of her toughness and her sense of independence and armed MPs standing around aren't going to daunt her. And she, with that big duffel bag, she marched right in front of them carrying that heavy, heavy, portable sewing machine.
Takei has also written a musical about the experience.
And we wanted to tell that story in the context of one Japanese-American family, a fictional family, and how they were affected and how they reacted to the challenge of incarceration, unjust incarceration, and still both in separate, different ways exhibited the word gaman, resilience.
Takei, who is openly gay, is also outspoken on LGBT rights, and he does so with his characteristic humor. Like when a state had proposed prohibiting the use of the word gay in schools, Takei offered his name.
If you can't say gay, then just say Takei, and you can march in a Takei Pride Parade, or at Christmas time, sing Don, we now are Takei apparel.
George Takei was in Vero Beach, where he was honored with the Life Worth Living Legend Award. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.